Sad and little-known anniversary. It was an event known as Kristallnacht. November 9th, 1938, Nazi Germany's security forces used the excuse of the shooting death of a low-level German diplomat to launch attacks on Jewish civilians, their businesses, and their synagogues. During 2 days, more than 100 Jews were beaten to death, 30,000 Jewish men were deported to concentration camps, 8,000 shops were vandalized, and more than 1,700 synagogues damaged or destroyed. Tomorrow, some Santa Barbarans who witnessed what happened will talk in a forum about Kristallnacht. KCLU's Lancer Roscoe has the story.
Mara Vishniak-Cohn was a typical teenage girl who happened to grow up during an anything but typical time. She was a Jewish girl living in Berlin just as Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party were taking control of Germany.
I knew that Jews were not liked. We had the sense of being pervasively watched in whatever we did.
The then 12-year-old girl saw things that no one should have to see and lived through experiences no one should have to experience.
It was a shocking sight. People were smashing in stores, dragging out store owners. There were still a few Jewish stores around. That left an indelible mark.
The Santa Barbara woman is one of the survivors of Kristallnacht. Literally translated, that means night of broken glass. But to the world, it's remembered as the night that Hitler and his followers, in effect, declared war on Jews.
It was free permission to destroy anything Jewish owned, Jewish businesses, Jewish homes. Many Jews were arrested and taken away and disappeared. There are all kinds of horrific stories about people who were beaten and tortured and abused and killed that night. So what people heard that night and woke up to the next morning was broken glass everywhere and things burning and synagogues burning and schools burning, all Jewish owned.
Dr. Elizabeth Wolfson is with the Jewish Federation of Greater Santa Barbara.
It's impossible to communicate really what happened, and yet for those of us who were not there, I think there's a real hunger to know. I know the Jewish community wants to keep that memory alive for the sake of those who didn't survive and for those who had to live through it, but also I think for the sake of our children and for future generations.
Mara Vishniak-Cohn says she remembers the day that Kristallnacht started well.
November 9th, 1938, I happened to be home from school because of a cold. Someone rang the doorbell. I went to open the door because no one else was home, and there was a policeman standing there from our local police station, and he asked me if my father was home. I said no, and he said, good, keep it that way, and left. Didn't mean anything to me. When my mother came home, I quoted this conversation. She understood and saw to it that my father would not come home, neither did my brother.
Cohn says while her father and brother went into hiding and were safe for the next few days from the upper floors of their building, she and her mother could see the rampage unleashed on the Jewish community.
The synagogues were burnt on that day. There were also street scenes that were extremely shocking. Gangs, to us they looked like rowdy gangs. My mother and I were watching from the balcony what went on the street, and that was something so shocking and so terrible.
A few days later, Cohn was sent to safety by her mother. She and her family were among the lucky ones. While they lost their home, the entire family was able to eventually get out of the country and immigrate to the United States. Many Jews ignored the danger and were rounded up and sent to concentration camps. For others, it was too late to escape. They were unable to get papers to flee. German citizenship didn't matter, and many German Jews were among the first of the 6 million European Jews who died during the Holocaust. Kristallnacht was also a wake-up call for many Germans as to the darkness into which their nation was plunging. Ursula Mollendorf was an 8-year-old German girl growing up in a little town about 400 miles southeast of Berlin. The events of November 9th, 1938 shook her up as well.
As far as Kristallnacht was concerned, I was just frightened, yeah, because I just heard screams in the distance and saw red at the horizon. So later I thought that they had burned the synagogue, but they had desecrated it.
Mollendorf says there were only about 20 Jewish families in her town of 10,000 people. Some had already fled Germany, sensing the growing storm. but she remembers how one girl she knew was there one day and gone the next after Kristallnacht.
We had one Jewish girl in class when I got to school. The teacher, we were asking, where's Eva? And the teacher then just said, she'll be gone, they'll go overseas. The adults didn't want us to talk about this anymore. It was something that had to be forgotten.
George Wittgenstein was a German teenager when Kristallnacht occurred. He says Germany had been struggling to cope with high unemployment, poverty, and a devastated economy. The Santa Barbara man says many welcomed Hitler's promises of prosperity, not seeing the evil that was underneath.
Here came a man who promised that he would see that every German would get work, get a decent living. It was mandatory for every school child to read Hitler's book. Most probably did not. I read it and was horrified about Hitler's plans.
Those who lived through Kristallnacht say it's important we remember this now often forgotten part of the prelude to World War II. Dr. Elizabeth Wolfson with the Jewish Federation of Greater Santa Barbara.
How do we stand up when we see something wrong happening? Should we stand up? Do we risk our lives? Do we take risks for somebody else? All those questions, I think, are good questions that come up around this. Never forget, because these issues never go away. They're translated into other forms and means of discrimination and torture and strife.
The survivors say it's important that we learn the lessons of history so it's not allowed to repeat itself. In Santa Barbara, Lancer Roscoe, KCLU News.
And the Kristallnacht event will take place from noon to 2 tomorrow at the Jewish Federation of Greater Santa Barbara's Bronfen Community Center. It's 8:40. You're listening to Morning Edition from KCLU.